Hi there. The word for you today is control your tongue. In James 3 verse 2, we read if we could control our tongues, we could also control ourselves in every other way. Someone has quipped, we're like cats. We lick ourselves with our tongues. Seriously, when someone spreads gossip, you should mark that person carefully. And I'll tell you why. If they talk to you about somebody else, then you can be sure they'll talk to somebody else about you. The Bible warns us about three things. First, a hasty tongue. Solomon said in Proverbs 29 verse 20, "Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him." If you take the time to get the facts, often you'll think and speak differently. Hannah prayed so passionately for a child that Eli, the high priest, actually thought she was drunk. When the disciples saw Jesus walking toward them on the Sea of Galilee, the Bible says they thought he was a ghost. You getting my idea here? So think, or better yet, pray before you jump to conclusions, okay? And number two, a flattering tongue. Psalm 5 verse 9 says there is no faithfulness in their mouth. They flatter with their tongue. So, say what you mean and mean what you say. In other words, be genuine. When you flatter people, you're only manipulating them for your own ends. Don't do that. Give it to them straight. If you love them, level with them. And number three, a judgmental tongue. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Hey, if you live long enough, you'll be guilty of many of the same things you're so quick to condemn in others. Here's the truth. How you deal with other people determines how God deals with you.